Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, the founder of Right to Keep and Bear Arms in Iosco County, David Chandler. David, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Kevin.
Glad to have you back on with us. You know, you joined me for the morning show a couple of weeks ago, and I wanted to get you back in to talk about a couple of things. First off, the resolution recently passed by the Iosco County Board of Commissioners.
That's correct, and we're very proud of our commissioners for stepping up like that. They passed that resolution unanimously.
And that resolution makes Iosco County a Second Amendment sanctuary, is that right?
That's correct.
Now, tell us what that means, David.
Well, what that means is that the government of Iosco County is not going to enforce any unlawful edicts issued by the state under the color of law. And that's a good start.
Yeah.
So we're in good shape.
All right. Red flag laws or something they're called? Or?
Yes, they have red flag laws. And if we look at what's happening in Virginia, they're actually forbidding the sale of multiple round magazines and other assorted accessories to firearms. And those are taking effect right now, and there's a struggle down there.
All right. Now, I know Iosco County is now a part of it. I know Oscoda County did it recently, too. There have been resolutions being passed all through northern Michigan.
Yes, sir. I think there's about 8 counties now that have passed those resolutions.
So, again, Iosco County now is a Second Amendment sanctuary for gun rights then.
That's correct.
All right. But the battle continues, doesn't it?
You know, Kevin, this is not just about gun rights. This is a very deep issue of humanity forever. I mean, the question that we have to ask ourselves, are we capable of governing ourselves, or do we need people to rule us?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most of us thought that 400 years ago when we came here from England and started governing ourselves that question had been answered. But there are people in the world today that think they are basically God's gift to mankind, who by virtue of their wealth or their education or their standing, believe they can rule us.
Yeah.
And so it's time for us to take a stand and say, no, you're not doing that to us. Not again. Never again.
All right. Now, that resolution's been passed for Iosco County, but you've got a meeting coming up on Tuesday night. Tell us what's going to be happening at that meeting.
Yes, Kevin. We have a meeting at the Hale Eagle Plaza at 7 p.m., and we're going to be discussing the resolution.
Okay.
And we're going to be discussing the things it does do and discussing the things that it doesn't do. And I'm going to propose that we send an actual ordinance to the county to help our county law enforcement and our county government further resist any future state laws that might come downrange. Being military, I like to think of it as defense in depth.
Gotcha.
Where you have your resolution, then we create this ordinance, which actually provides the tools our law enforcement needs to actually enforce the resolution.
All right.
And then we might even go further if we see the need and join with other counties to join our financial abilities to actually challenge any of these things in court the second they're passed. And this way, we never have to come to any nonsense where people are kicking anybody's doors down.
All right.
We can stop it before it becomes an issue.
All right. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, Eagle Point Plaza there on Main Street in Hale. And that's open to anyone who'd like to come on out.
Anybody who wants to come on out, they're welcome to come and listen to what I have to say. And we're going to have the discussions all about where we're going to go from here.
All right. And can they join? It's an organization you have, is it not?
Well, it's kind of an association. Yeah. It's a loose association. And I prefer to keep it that way at this point.
Sure.
There's no reason why we should formalize anything. We're just all very concerned citizens.
Right.
And, you know, as once stated by Thomas Jefferson, I believe, we're all the militia. The whole people are the militia. And so we just, when the time comes, we will rise up and do what is right for the country.
Now, David, if they want more information, how do they get more info?
They can call me at my phone number, 989-305-1471.
Okay.
I'd be more than happy to talk to them.
Facebook?
Facebook. I'm on Facebook. I've got the big Michigan flag as my icon, so I love Michigan.
And is that just under Right to Keep and Bear Arms?
It's also under Right to Keep and Bear Arms.
Very good.
We have the Minuteman there with the plowshare.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're all about being citizens, soldiers, basically.
Very good. From Right to Keep and Bear Arms, Iosco County, David Chandler. Again, the meeting Tuesday night, 7 p.m., Eagle Point Plaza, Main Street in Hale. David, always a pleasure. Anytime you got something coming up, please come back and join us.
Thank you very much, Kevin.